Five Inauspicious Conditions, Transformed Through Good Association, by Krishna's Mercy.
Jal thal nab gati amit ati ag jag jeev anek. Tulsi to se deen kehe ram naam gati ek. Quote, there are an infinite number of living beings, both moving and non-moving, who have many different abodes, with some residing in the earth, some in the sky, and some in the water. But O helpless Tulsi, for you Sri Rama's holy name is your only home. Dohavli 37.
We judge a person's ultimate conclusion with respect to spiritual life based on what they say. It is on the basis of their stated desires, not their supposed guilt by association. If a person clearly expresses what they want, in the form of a humble submission, then those words should form the basis of our study of the merits or demerits. From a famed Vaishnava poet, we have the simple plea to always have the home accompanying the holy name of Sri Rama. There is instruction within this stated desire. Goswami Tulsidas known that there is a wide range of possible births. The location is not limited to the earth. The sky is the limit, so to speak.
Purusha prakritisthohi bhungte prakritijan gunan kalam gunsangosya sadasadyonijanmasu. Quote, the living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 13.2.
There is the opportunity to become a bird. Fly through the sky. Toss aside the smartphone and its navigation app. Forget about traveling to the supermarket. If it gets too cold, just travel to a different destination. No more worrying about washing clothes that have become dirty. There is the opportunity to live in the water. Swim here and there. Stay away from the turmoil that takes place on land. Care not so much about the various seasons. Go as fast as is necessary. Take a rest whenever the time is right. In the human-like species, I can become a resident of the heavenly region, where 6 months on earth is like one day. I can spend thousands of those heavenly years enjoying the best food and drink. I can pluck whatever leaves I want off of the many desire trees, kalpavrikshas. Tulsidas wants to only live with the holy name. The specific location or type of body does not matter. Depending on a person's point of view, they may take this decision to be madness or total genius. We can analyze for ourselves if the presence of the Almighty, through his non-different form of the transcendental sound vibration representing him, can turn the inauspicious into auspicious. 1. The foreign country.
At first I did not like this place at all. It is completely different compared to where my family is originally from. But what can I do? This is where we live now. It was not my decision. I am the one who has to stand out in practically every social situation. But I tell you honestly that I no longer mind. Since I have a process of devotional service, bhakti yoga, this is now my preferred place. I can always remember the husband of Sita, who is served by Hanuman, who is dutifully followed by Lakshman, and who is worshipped by Agastya Rishi.
2. The cold winter.
It is like the season of ice. You can barely stay outside. The worst is when the snowfall disrupts travel. The roads are closed, and so you are stuck at home. It could be for many days in a row. How can anyone possibly enjoy this? Except I no longer mind. It sometimes feels like the best season of the year. No mosquitoes flying around. No sound of machines cutting grass. Just that cold, crisp air to accompany remembrance of the Almighty, who is kind enough to change the seasons on a periodic basis, so as to keep us always alert in our devotion to Him.
3. The morning sunlight.
I used to hate seeing it in the morning. It meant that another dreaded day was beginning. Hurry up and get ready to sit on the school bus. Prepare yourself for the long drive to the office. If only the nighttime could last a few more hours. But nowadays I feel sort of refreshed. The sunlight peeking through the window invites me to begin another cycle of chanting the holy names, of associating with the Supreme Lord through the literature left behind by empowered representatives.
4. The Thousand-Page Book.
Back in the days of going to school, the fatter books were the worst. It meant that you had to comb through a huge volume of information that had to simultaneously be retained. They would later test you on the material. Sometimes we had to produce the dreaded book report. Today, I am saddened in a sense. Why only 1,000 pages? I want to always be with Sri Rama. Is there not more literature to consume? I think the only option is for me to output on a daily basis, to increase the remembrance. I will bridge the gap myself, with the already published material to assist me.
5. The Long Drive. Who decides to close an entire road? On a weekend, no less. People still need to get places. This has turned a short drive into something much longer. This is torture. I am already well into my journey, so there is no turning back. It turns out that this is okay. At the very least, it is peaceful. I can contemplate the transcendental glories of the one who lifted the heavy bow of Lord Shiva in the assembly to win the hand in marriage of the daughter of King Janak. I can recall how he single-handedly fended off 14,000 of the wickedest night rangers in a single battle. I will one day forget the length of this journey, but I hope to never forget the one who is worshipped by Maharishi Valmiki. In closing, time planting at stake. So many conditions to create. That previously inauspiciousness there. But now seeming not to care. Since living within holy name. As if in presence, the same. Remembering how lifting the bow. And for Dharma kingdom to forego.